The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, the characteristics of the Dharma. So Monday I talked about sanditiko, that the Dharma is visible with what's visible. Sun means usually with, and so ditti is a with, is to see or to view. It's also kind of meant to be kind of what is immediately seen here and now. This lived world. So the Dharma is found in or with what is visible and perceivable. When, right now, immediately, there's something about the immediacy of it. It doesn't take time. It's not a slow process. There's something we can see here and now. And now today, the next of the five characteristics of the Dharma is a colloquial expression in the ancient language that kind of says, look here, see here, ehi pasiko. Pasiko is the same pasa as in vipassana. So it means to see. And ehi can mean a number of things. It can mean here, hey, come. Come here, come look, come see. And this is where it starts getting very interesting, that there is sense experiences that we have, there is awareness of sense experiences, and in between there's something dynamic that goes on. And example of what occurs to me is that if you're riding a bicycle, say it's a safe place and no traffic, and you're going somewhat, maybe a little bit fast, maybe it's because you're coasting downhill a little bit, and you go into a curve, and so you don't just turn the handlebar, you turn the handlebar, and the tendency is to lean into the curve. And how far do you lean? Do you get a calculator out to consider exactly the right angle to turn? No. There are sensations deep in the body, balance sensations, all kinds of sensations that come into play, that we kind of know almost exactly how far to lean over to stay balanced, to stay in that midpoint of balance so that we don't tip too far or not far enough. But that's not a calculation, it's not a thought, it's not a planned event. We're feeling our way. The sensations that there's a sensations, and there's the awareness of them, and between there's an understanding. And not only is it an understanding, but there's a pull, like stay right here, feel this, feel the balance, feel the degree, and feel very carefully. What is too much? What is too little? When it's important to adjust and straighten out? It's almost as if, as we're bicycling, there's a call, there's an inner pull to pay attention to the sensations of the body, which are giving us the information something needs to have so that we know how to be. Now, sometimes that can be second nature. Sometimes it happened, the body takes care of that itself. But that's because the body is aware of the sensations and can process them and can direct the show a little bit. Now go this way, now lift up, back and forth. There's an intelligence there that knows what to do when you're riding a bicycle. Now this is true for many sports, many arts, many playing of musical instruments, many activities we do, where we don't track every little movement that we do and how much pressure and how much looseness, how to adjust how we are. There's a deep knowing in the body that knows how to be, knows how to make adjustments. And there's a pull, an invitation. There's, hey, when riding the bicycle, hey, here, pay attention to the pull of gravity, the balance, the angle. Pay attention to all these different things. Something knows to follow that. It knows, it doesn't occur to it that what you should follow are the sensations in your elbow. The elbow can take care of itself, generally. But it knows that, you know, in order to ride the bicycle well, follow the pull, follow the invitation. Here, this is where the attention should be. When we sit to meditate, it can operate the same way there. Sit down to meditate and say, where does the attention go? What wants attention now? When you first sit down, it might be the ways we're uncomfortable. We're not quite sitting right. And there's a pull. Oh, here. There's a pull. And this is saying, pay attention here. Come into balance here. Adjust this. And there's a little small adjustments that go on. And they don't have to necessarily be something we think about. It's just kind of inherent in having a body and taking a posture that if you're deeply sensitive, there's a pull, there's a call. Here, pay attention here. This needs your attention. Adjust this. Sometimes, of course, the body screams at us when it's in pain. It says, hey, I have a message for you. Please listen to this message. But sometimes it's very subtle. And so as we practice, it's in that zone between a sensation and between our awareness of the sensation. The more we can be aware of it, the sensation, it's like we're giving a breathing room. So that sensation saying here, our sense body saying here, this is what needs attention. And in the course of meditation, there might be different parts of the body that call attention. Or it might be that the breathing shifts and changes where the center of breathing is, center of sensations, and we follow it. It might be where the breathing is tense, where there's a contraction, or the breathing is not full, it's tight. And it says here, here is where the sensations are. Here is where you should have your attention. So this fascinating idea that the Dharma is not found by a willful, calculated idea of where our attention should be, but as we get more and more sensitive and more mindful and present, things will call our attention. Here, this is where we pay attention. Pay attention here. Pay attention to this. And it tends to be very simple. It tends to be little movements of tension, little movements of release of tension, little movements of tightness, release of tightness, little movements of discomfort, little movements of feel, this doesn't feel good, this feels off, something's off here, and here, this is something on. There's a whole bunch of very, very simple sensations that we give that don't require a complicated analysis, don't require a whole story and background of why they're there. But just like on a bicycle, there's all kinds of little sensations that pull our attention to help us ride the bicycle well. It doesn't need a big story. It doesn't have to go back into all the different ways that you've ridden a bicycle before, but it's really staying tuned now to what is going on, what is happening. So this third characteristic of the Dharma called ehi pasiko, come and see, is the grammar of it is, it's like someone inviting you, come here, come and see for yourself. And so the question is, what is it that's calling your attention? What sensations, what inner direct experience, saying here, now, here's where your attention should be. And this, I find this very, very significant because it's not the same thing as having a technique of meditation that overrides your wisdom or your deeper sensitivity or overrides what our natural system is calling us to pay attention to. With mindfulness practice, one of the ways we practice is we pay careful attention to what's calling for attention, what is predominant. And there's a deep wisdom inside that knows now it's time to pay attention to this. In the world of sensations, direct sensations. And it can seem, and maybe I've said this before, that that's a very simplistic way of living a life, a very limited to just be with the sensations. And in a certain way, it is, of course. And it doesn't mean we forget the more complicated world of thoughts and ideas and stories and things we have to figure out. It's just that if we want to connect to the Dharma deeply, then we want to be able to go deeply into this world of sensations to garner, to learn how to pick up the wisdom, the teachings, the learning, the onward leading nature of how we can get freer, how we can get wiser, how we can track this deep inner source of information that the body can provide. And then have that inform how we live in the more complicated world, the more sophisticated world that we want to live in. So this Dharma is something marvelous, something that is in us, but we can't claim it is us. That's why that word Dharma is quite nice. The inner Dharma, the inner intelligence that is of us, but is not us. So may you discover something about this deep inner knowing by paying attention to what calls your attention in your body. What is it that really wants to be known? And if you're quiet and sensitive, it might not be the loudest thing. Sometimes it's the quieter things that give the indication, oh, here, this is what's needed. So thank you all very much, and I hope that you find this evokes your curiosity to look into this for yourself. Thank you.